And time to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Our guest today is Angela, Sam, Quast. I just called you both names to be safe.
That covers it.
Washington Wastewater Stormwater Department. It's time for another drug take back, Sam, and this is a national event coming up on Saturday, right?
Yes, they hold them nationally. I'm glad that the DEA is involved in it and has so much publicity regarding the events because it's a very much needed event.
It is, because bottom line, we want these unused and expired medications to be disposed of properly and not end up down the drain.
Right. When they end up down the drain and your wastewater facility treatments get that, there is no way to take that back out of the water. It goes straight to the stream.
We were at an event. You had a booth set up there, and Scott was showing me some of the stuff you get. It's just amazing. Those actual visual demonstrations you have are pretty powerful, some of the stuff.
Yes, they are.
It's unfortunate that it comes to that, but we've got to keep the drains clean. And one way to do that is to participate in the drug take-back program. And you should do this at least, they do this twice a year,
We right? do it twice a year, usually in April, and then either September or October. This year it's October 22nd.
It's this Saturday. So yes. Go to the medicine cabinet, clean them out, right?
Clean them out. If you have any pet medications, you can also bring those as well. Over-the-counter, prescription medication, whatever you have to get rid of, bring it to us.
Besides getting in the waterways, which is a big problem, we just don't want these to get in the wrong hands of somebody that could abuse them, too.
Exactly, and that does happen way too often.
Now, you're going to have, of course, this is a DEA-sponsored event, so law enforcement will be on hand to help you dispose of them properly. And in the past, this has been a big success.
Yes. Usually we collect close to 200 pounds of drugs a year.
What's the setup points this year for the drug take-back?
We will have the fire station Harnard Avenue, and also the Odin Police Department at 401 South Grove Street.
Both locations will be accepting those over-the-counter and unused medications. And in Washington, you're also taking the needles too, right?
Correct. We will do sharp containers give out. So if you need containers for your needles, please come and get them. And then we'll also collect used needles.
Again, this is all happening this Saturday. What's the time for it?
That will be from 10 to 2.
10 to 2 Saturday. It's a drug take-back event, again, sponsored nationally by the DEA, but the Washington Wastewater Stormwater Department, and Sam and Quast helps to spearhead the local campaign. Washington and Odin fire stations, both locations, site to drop them off. If you don't get a chance to participate on Saturday, you do have some locations that you can drop them off throughout the year, too, right?
We have a drop box that's located at the clerk treasurer's office or the police department here locally in Washington. So you can bring them out to there and drop them anytime, day or night.
It's just important, again, to dispose of them properly. So drug take back event again this Saturday at the Washington Fire Department on Harnett Avenue and the Odin Fire Department. Whatever location is closest to you, it's time to look inside the medicine cabinet, clean it out, any expired or unused medications. Let's get rid of them the proper way on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Sam, thanks for all your work with this. I know it's a big job, it's a big undertaking, but it's certainly a rewarding experience when you collect over 200 pounds and dispose of them properly.
Yes, it is, and it makes you sleep much better knowing that the waterways are cleaner.
That's right. Well, Sam, thank you so much. Again, good luck with the event on Saturday. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.